Good morning. High pressure that dominated our weather yesterday and pushed temperatures up into the 60s is now splitting in half and right down the middle. We have a low pressure wave approaching from the Niagara frontier. It's already producing showers through western and central New York, and clouds are beginning to increase across interior New York and New England early on today. The clouds will continue to thicken up and produce showers as we go through the morning, especially in the Catskills and Mohawk Valley, eventually into eastern New York and New England as we approach the noon hour, and certainly into the afternoon. It looks like some wet weather, and that will persist into the evening. Temperatures, thanks to the thicker clouds and showers, will be held back today and largely in the 50s to around 60. More showers tonight, also areas of fog as that low pressure wave moves on through, and readings will drop back into the 40s. Tomorrow we'll have some leftover showers, perhaps some afternoon sunshine, but low cloudiness may hang on for longer into the afternoon. Still though, I think enough sunshine to get most places up toward the 60 degree mark. Milder on Thursday with a mixture of sunshine and clouds in the mid-60s, and with more sunshine mixed with some clouds on Friday, highs will be around 70 as high pressure takes us into the weekend. That high will keep us dry on Saturday, and with a ridge of high pressure around, temperatures will be in the upper 60s before a cool front approaches from the west on Sunday with the chance of showers and highs back down toward 60 degrees. Late in the weekend and into next week, a curious system in the tropics may directly or indirectly affect our weather with some rain and wind. We'll keep an eye on that as we get deeper into the week and for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the snow is winding down in the Sierras and Northern Rockies, but the same storm that brought over a foot of snow to the mountains will produce another 5 to 10 inches of snow in the Wasatch Range through today. And Tropical Storm Sandy is located about 345 miles south-southwest of Kingston, Jamaica, and moving toward the north near 3 miles per hour. A turn toward the north-northeast motion with some increase in forward speed is expected during the next day or so. On the forecast track, the center of Sandy will move near or over Jamaica tomorrow and approach the eastern areas of Cuba and Haiti on Wednesday night. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is expected during the next 48 hours, and Sandy is forecast to be a hurricane when it approaches Jamaica tomorrow. The government of Jamaica has now issued a hurricane watch for the island, which replaces the tropical storm watch. And there is also a tropical storm warning in effect for Jamaica. A tropical storm watch is in effect for Haiti. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Sacramento, California at 7:33 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. And the last report of hail was at Ministro Victor Condor Airport in Brazil at 4 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility, clear skies, and 27 degrees with a northwest wind at 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, we have partly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 39, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.11 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 15 at Cutbank and Shelby, both in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with a chance of showers late in the day near 70, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo rain with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 64 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 54, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.23 inches for the month, which is 58 hundredths above normal, and 31.90 for the year, which is 2/10 of an inch below normal. There were 11 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 267, and 395 for the season, which is 79 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 37, the record high, 81, set in 1947, and the record low, 20, in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 6 p.m., 10 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today and the chance of afternoon showers closer to I-90, highs in the mid to upper 50s, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Some morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with afternoon showers and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy tonight with showers and areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower to mid 50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with showers developing and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy tonight with showers and areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, increasing clouds today with showers developing and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy tonight with showers and areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning showers, a little bit of afternoon sunshine in the lower 60s, a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, milder in the mid-60s, partly sunny Friday near 70, near 70 on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Sunday near 60 and in the 50s with a chance of rain on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.